Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. You deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve.
Everything she said, we usually call out on the Lord to do. I'm going to read scripture from Psalms 34. I'm going to read verse 1 through 4. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. That's King James Version, Psalm 34, verse 1 through 4. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. That's a blessing to empower. The Lord give us that work. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby, at this time. a time of reflection. It was a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their life, naturally and spiritual, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that in King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And we're so honored today to have our speaker, our doctor, Winston Singleton Jr. from Greater Enrichment Ministries in Los Angeles, California, to bring the word of life to us today. He has been with the beginning of this broadcast, and you know his heart is right for the Lord. He has been anointed and appointed for this broadcast. So we thank him so much for coming on, and I see Evangelist Bernard. This is her cousin. So do you want to say anything to Dr. Singleton before I bring him on, Evangelist?
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Just happy to be in the land of the living and happy to be able to come on this radio broadcast again today. We are going to do some announcements after Pastor Singleton come on, but I do want to say before we bring him on that this is a radio broadcast, and we're here to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So if anybody need prayer, and even if you have a word from the Lord for someone on this line, we welcome you to do so during the live broadcast. However, we will not be giving out anybody's personal information. That's to our speakers, and that's to our listeners. We're not a counseling station. There's many things happening in the land today where people are able to come back and hold you liable. So we're not going to be held liable, but for anything that is said openly on this broadcast during the live time, I am not referring anybody to contact any of the ministers, any of the prophets, any of the doctors, any of the prophetess. That's not something that we're going to do at all. I have had some incidents on this broadcast that many of our listeners aren't privy to. So that is a policy that I have stated before, and I'm stating it again today. Please do not ask me for anybody telephone numbers. If they can't pray with you and give you a reasonable answer, then we'll direct you back to your local churches. Outside of this broadcast time, I don't know what people are saying and what they are doing, but we're here to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's it. We're not a counseling station. Amen. And we're not here for your confessions, and we're not here to get into your personal affairs. We're here to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that is the death, burial, and resurrection. We're here to talk about the Bible, and we're here to pray for your ailments if you're sick or anything is going on in your body. We stand in agreement with the other listeners and those that are qualified and have been anointed to teach and preach this gospel. Amen. So I'm happy that we have an archive where if anything was current, they can go back into the archives and listen to what we are saying on this radio broadcast. We're not here to offend anyone. Amen. So we appreciate you coming on, listening, and what have you. Outside of this radio broadcast, we will not be divulging anybody personal information. So I hope that is clear. Amen. Many of you all have been on the broadcast, have my personal number. I am the overseer of this broadcast, so therefore I can set policies and procedures that we're going to follow while we're on this live radio broadcast. So I hope no one is offended, but if you are, take it to Jesus, because guess what? He has set order in the church, and the Bible tells us to be men in business. In everything that we do, we should do it decently and in order. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to ask Sister Ruby to have someone open up with prayer, or Dr. Singleton. I'm always excited about this young man, I won't keep calling him young. He's still a young man. He just had a birthday. We want to say happy belated birthday to Dr. Singleton. I thank God for him, because whatever we ask of him to do, he comply. He don't go outside the boundaries. So I thank God for that. He's an anointed man of God. He's been serving God. He's been baptized since he was 11 years old. He's been married to his beautiful wife for over 20 years now. Amen. So we just thank God for him and thank God for his ministry. So we'll let him open up with the word of prayer, and he'll get right on into the word for the day. God bless you all. God bless you, Dr. Singleton.
Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, and to the assistant host, and to all the people of the land that's listening from far and near. First of all, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this moment, this time, a word of reflection. Father God, we thank you regarding your word. We thank you, Lord. You said, Lord, that your word is spirit and your word is life. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to use this mouth that is on the broadcast, Lord God, to project the gospel, the profound gospel word of Jesus Christ. And those listeners that are out there, Lord, you said that faith cometh by hearing of the word of God. Lord, but you said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach if they be sent? Father, we ask you, Lord, to transmit this word throughout the land, throughout the United States, throughout the regions of the planet. Lord, that men and women will hear the gospel and take heed to what the word is telling them for today. Father, we ask you to bless all the ministries that are listening in, those that need a word of encouragement, those that need a word of stimulation, activation, motivation, and empowerment. Father, we ask you, Lord, to give them that mindset, Lord, because you said, Lord, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And Father, we thank you, Lord, because forever, Lord God, bless this broadcast to be a beacon and a light to a dark and corrupted and perverse society. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
First of all, we want to give honor to God, who's the head of our life, to his Son, Jesus Christ, to all the listeners out there, and to the host, as I said, and the assistant host of this wonderful broadcast. I'm just so honored to be a part of this ministry today. And, you know, a lot of times you don't have to be the overseer to be a part. Just going along with the work of the Lord is makes you also a part. And so, therefore, if people of God and those in the body of Christ, you that might have just came into the faith and you have been in the faith for a long period of time, it's wonderful to be associated with men and women of God and ministries that are going forth to project and bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, Paul says it so wonderfully in the book of Romans, chapter number 1, verse 16. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every man that believeth, first to the Jew and also to the Greek or the non-Jew." So I love the fact that the word of God is not discriminatory in its presentation. It's for everyone who wants to know more about him and have an ear to hear what the gospel is trying to say to us. You know, me being a minister for a number of years, particularly about 20 years, I accepted my calling around March of 1993. I accepted my calling. He was dealing with me before then, but I just had enough. The Lord blessed me with enough boldness to accept it. He was dealing with me in my teenage years. But I accept the calling around about March of 1993. So that brings about, 21 years approximately, 21 years plus of ministry. And being a PK, in other words, a pastor's kid, I was influenced, and I was also I was around the Christian community or church community or faith-based community practically all my life. I came out the womb in the church environment. but that doesn't make me that so there's priority for me because I've been in church all my life. It just let me to know that the Lord guided me to this point in my life. I had to go through an evolution. I had to go through an evolving. I had to go through a development stages. It had to go from childhood to early and middle and late adolescence and go through early adulthood. And still now, in my middle age years, I'm still growing. I'm still evolving. I'm still trying to find out who I am and what God has for me. So if you feel that way of uncertainty in your life, don't feel bad. We all feel that way as human beings because we don't know who we are, because we have a identity crisis because something happened along the way. We understand that at one time we did know who we were in a sense, because when God made us, he made us good and very good, and he made us perfect. But sin came into the land and caused a catastrophic effect in humankind and caused us to lose our connection with God spiritually as well as physically. And that's why the law of sin and death came into this. We talk about the law of sin, we're talking about a transgression of a religious or moral law. When Adam ate of the fruit as well as Eve, there was a spiritual disconnect. And then it wasn't until later on when the Lord told, Jehovah told Adam in the garden, chapter number 3, verse number 19 of the book of Genesis, he said, from dust thou art, to dust thou shalt return. In other words, you're going to die physically. And we found out that at the age of 930 years old, Adam eventually died physically. So here now, the law of sin and death within the world brought about by sin that brought in the law of sin and death. Now, once law of sin and death come in, we don't know who we are. We don't know what we are, and we don't know what we're about. Because once you transgress against God, there is a disconnect. You can't get in contact with God as much as you would do if you were connected with him. And the Bible said it was appointed for once for man to die and after the death judgment. God told Adam in the garden that from dust thou art to dust thou shalt return. And Solomon picked it up. He said that there's a season and a purpose for everything under the heaven or on earth. There's a time to live, to be born, and there's a time to die. So we know that death is inevitable in our lives. And we know that sin is inevitable in our lives. But I want to let you know today that you don't have to have a mistaken identity of today. You can grab a hold to Jesus Christ through the word of the gospel. And you can become back into relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Today I want to talk on something that I think this is called free-flowing week in terms of talking about a particular topic. But God began to lay on my heart concerning of this free-flowing month, and he gave me a topic which I want to just elaborate on. And I believe that God is going to give us some things to say to be a help to myself as well as the body of Christ. My topic today will be, while you're waiting, keep moving. But let me be a little bit more, I want to put more of my Winston Singleton Jr. flavor. While you're waiting, keep on moving. while you're waiting, keep on moving. Or keep on keeping on. But my sub-theme would be for today, how are you flowing? How are you flowing? You just make that up. Well, let me just tell you that everyone in the body of Christ, as well as outside of the body of Christ, have the ability and have the capabilities of flowing in your philosophical views. It's nothing wrong, because the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, verse 4 and 5, he says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord with all thine heart, which is in the Bible, the heart means the mind, the brain, all thy heart, all thy soul, your total person, and all your might, all your strength. So in other words, God wants you to love him with all of you. So he told me to love him with all my mind. Then that's where my creativity comes from. That's where my ideologies comes from. That's where my philosophical views come from. That's where my creative juices flow from. So therefore, it's nothing wrong in philosophical views. But my philosophy becomes theology when it aligns with the Word of God. Let me repeat that. My philosophy, how I view the world around me, becomes theology how I project the word of my thoughts by the way of the word of God. It becomes that way when they align with each other. Because the Bible said that my word is spirit and my word is life. David said that the word is like a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Paul went on and picked it up later on and said the word is powerful and sharp and quicker than any two-edged sword. It goes into the marrow of my bones. It goes into the intents of my heart. So therefore, the word of God is the source of strength and agility and power in my life. If I don't apply the word of God to me, I cannot survive. So my philosophy becomes theology when it aligns with the word of God. So I can use while you're waiting, keep on moving. And how are you flowing? You said, what scripture inspired you of that topic? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Let us turn here to the book of St. John, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter number 7. I want to read verses 37 to 41. That's verses 37 to verse 41 of chapter number 7 of the book of St. John, Gospel. I'll give you a chance to turn to that. That's St. John, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter number 7, starting at verse number 37, and we're going to read down to verse number 41. This is what it says here, starting at verse number 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Number 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Number 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified, and yet he died, rose again, and sat on the right hand of the Father. Number 40. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Number 41. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Excuse me, let me go ahead and go down to 43. Number 42 says, have not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? Number 43 says, so there was a division among the people because of him. Now, my topic is here, while you're waiting, keep on moving. How are you flowing? As we said here, Jesus made known that if you believe in me, if first of all, if you thirst, look what the Bible said concerning it. Jesus went on to say that on one occasion, he said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Because why? Jesus is the living water. He told the woman of Samaria in chapter number 4. My uncle spoke about it so eloquently the other week concerning of that Jesus, the master evangelist, and how Jesus said he asked of the woman of water, of the well, and the woman said, we don't deal with you, you're a Jew, and we're Samaritan. He said, if you knew who I was, you'll be asking me for water, and the water I give you, you will never thirst again. She went on to say, well, give me some of that water. And Jesus began to go from there in his evangelistic way of confounding the woman's mind of what he knew and what he was trying to project of himself. But going back here, he said now, if any man or woman, let him come unto me and drink, that's thirsty. And he said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his, and we understand his or hers, belly will flow rivers of living water. But look what it said in verse number 39. It said, but this spake he of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Because at the time he spoke that, the promise of the Father, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, was not yet given. Because Jesus said, if I don't go away, the Comforter cannot come. He said, so if I go away, I'm going to pray to the Father that he sends another Comforter in my name. And this Comforter will not only guide you in all truth, but it will also testify in me and bring to your remembrance that which you should know. The promise of the Father came after Jesus was ascended on high and sat on the right hand of the Father. The Bible said they went into Jerusalem, and they waited 10 days. And the Bible went on to say in the book of Acts chapter number 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place and on one accord. And suddenly, a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, came and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothing of tongues and as of fire. He said, and lit upon all of them, and they all received the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter of the Father. And they began to go on in the power of the Spirit. But Jesus was foretelling this. He was talking about the freely running water of the Holy Spirit shall come up out of you as the Spirit gives utterance. But let me go on just to go a little further before we really get into this. I want to define some words when it comes to the word flow. Flow, when we talk about flow, we're talking about to send forth or come forth abundantly. Let me say that again. To send forth or come forth abundantly. When I'm talking about the flow, I'm talking about to have something as a source. When you're flowing, honey, you're bringing forth abundance of you're becoming a resourceful person. You're becoming a resourceful agent of person for the Lord. When I'm talking about flow, you're talking about to be abundantly stocked or provided, to give outlet to. When we're talking about the flow, we're talking about to proceed smoothly and readily, uninterrupted stream. In other words, baby, you can't stop me. Ain't no stopping me now because I'm on the move for Christ. When we're talking about bringing forth in the way of flow, we're talking about deriving from. You have to come from somewhere in order to flow somewhere. We're talking about coming forth. I'm getting excited about who I am because right now I'm flowing, I'm pouring. I'm speaking effortlessly. I'm speaking fluently. I'm speaking running. My words are running in the dynamics of the power of God. I'm gushing with excitement and enthusiasm. I'm streaming out something that needs to be said to the body of Christ. I'm surging. I'm bringing about. I'm surging out that which is in me. Like I always say, I don't want to just show you what I know. I want to share with you what I know. Because if I only show you what I know, you're only going to get what I manipulate for you to have. But if I share with you what I know, all that God gives to me, he gives to you. The Bible said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Honey, you got to let what God gives you, you got to let it flow out of your mouth into someone's spirit. You got to pour into people what God has given to you. I can no longer pour nothing into you if God don't pour to me. If God don't pour into me his anointing, I can't share with you my anointing. Oh, I'm getting excited right now because there is a time in 2014 that we must start flowing in the Spirit. I ask the question, how are you flowing? And while you're waiting, are you still moving? When I say waiting, I'm not talking about just sitting around twiddling your thumb and humming zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. First of all, you're singing the wrong song. oh, my, what a wonderful day. You're singing the wrong song. Look what the Bible said. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, verse number 19. He said, speak unto yourselves in song and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart and giving, always giving thanks unto God. honey, you got the flow that God can show you what he wants. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, which means waiting, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and God will direct your path. In other words, he'll cause you to flow in the direction he wants you to. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God will order your steps to flow in the power of his might. Look what he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Why? Because there's a demonic flow out there. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. See, the devil is flowing in every avenue of life. So we must counter that flow with the flow of the anointing. Look what the Bible said in the book of 1 John, chapter number 2, verse 27. He said, the anointing that we received of him shall abide in us. And we have no need of teaching of other folks. I'm paraphrasing. But that same anointing that we received will allow us to flow in the Spirit. You said that where did you get the flow of the anointing? We got it from the flow of the Holy Ghost. I just said here, Jesus, when he was talking about out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, he was talking about the flow of the Spirit, which those that believe should receive. But it wasn't received at that moment because Jesus did not yet die, rose again the third day, and came up through the way of the power of the resurrection and went back to the Father. So my anointing comes from the Holy Ghost. But look what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. I'm going to start reading from verse number 10 to verse number 14. This is where my anointing flows. My anointing flows from the power and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I already said when the Spirit of truth has come, it will lead you and guide you in all truth. It testifies of Jesus. It is the comforter, the place of Jesus Christ when he left. But look what he says here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, starting at verse 10. He says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him. Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Number 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, hallelujah, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know that the things that are freely given to us of God. Number 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Number 14, natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. I come to tell you today, men and women of God, that when you're flowing in the Spirit and in the anointing of God, the average man and woman cannot understand you. Because in order for them to understand you, you must be flowing in the anointing too. So what you got to do today, you got to say, Lord, give me a spirit to flow in the Holy Ghost. And Lord, give me an ear to hear what the men and women of God are saying as they're flowing in the Holy Ghost. I want to share with you today that flowing is not a joking word. I didn't just make this up because it sounds good. However, it did sound pretty good. But I'm asking you today, how are you flowing? How are you moving? How are you maneuvering? How are you progressing? How are you mandating your walk according to what God wants you to do? How are you walking in the Spirit? Look what the Bible said concerning a walking in the Spirit. The Bible said in the book, amen, I want to turn to it myself, so don't take me a little time. Let's turn right now to the book of Galatians. Hallelujah. I have the Spirit right now. Galatians chapter 5. I want to start reading at verse, well, let me start reading at verse number 15. In fact, let me read at verse number 14, because you can't flow, honey, if you don't have no love in your heart. The Bible said, let me just digress for a moment here. The Bible said you can have the tongue of men and of angels, and you can have all mysteries and understand and have all knowledge and have all faith to tell the mountains to be removed, but have not charity. He said you're like a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. Then he went on to Paul went on to say, he said, you can give your body to be burned, and you can give to the poor, but have not charity. He said it profits you nothing. Honey, I don't give a care what kind of a gift you got. Are you flowing in love? Are you letting love slowly, freely flowing in you? Because if I got love, it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter who you are. When I allow the anointing to flow through me, I can allow God to speak through me, in me, to help you. And it's all about God. It's not all about you. I got to flow in the anointing and not in my own ideologies. The Bible says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. I got to learn to flow in the Spirit of God. When I flow, I allow God to freely use my mouth. I got to let the Lord freely use my mind. I have to let the Lord freely use my body, because he said, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy mind, all thy soul, and all thy might. Oh, Lord, let me go ahead and get here to Galatians chapter number. I feel a flowing fit coming on. Now, let's go here to Galatians chapter number 5, starting at verse number 15, because love must abound before the flow can begin. Look what he says in verse number 15 of chapter number 5 of Galatians. He said, now let me do number 14, I'm sorry. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Let me read that again. All the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Look at verse number 15. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Now we talk about the Spirit. I must love. I must have love in my heart for my brothers and sisters. And I must have love in my ears. Let me just digress for a moment here. Then we'll get back to the verse. Look, I already said this in the book of Deuteronomy. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord with all thy mind, all thy soul, and all thy might. But look what he said in his word. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Then he said, love your enemies. And then Paul went on further to the church and said, husbands, love your wife as you love yourself. So let me just recap this. In order for me to have an identity in the Lord of free-flowing in his will, I must love God with all of me. Then I must love my neighbor. I must love my enemy. And I must love my spouse. God has shown me that we got to flow in love. When we flow in love, there's no error. When I flow in love, there is no division. When I flow in love, there will be unity in the body of Christ, because we're flowing with one another. See, look at here. The word said, out of your belly will flow not a river, out of your belly will flow rivers.
Rivers.
Living water. That's more than one river. But look here. In our geographical situation here, we have in the United States a couple of rivers. In particular, we have the Colorado River. And we have the Mississippi River. And if you want to go to some continents, we got the Nile River. We have many rivers in this world. But some of you are trying to stop up the rivers of my life, trying to stop up the rivers of my ministry. You're trying to dam up. God is allowed to flow through me. But he said rivers, honey. You're trying to stop one of my rivers, but I've got rivers in me. So when you're trying to stop my Colorado River, you can't stop my Mississippi, and you can't stop my Nile River. Honey, you're trying to stop my flow, and God says you can't do it because I the one made your rivers. And if I cause your river to flow, ain't no river you can stop, because when you try to stop one of my rivers, I'm going to flow in another river. And when you try to dam me up, my rivers are so strong, I will destroy the yoke that you trying to put them on, because the anointing is what destroys the yoke. Oh, God, you got me upset here. You're trying to stop flow. You're trying to slap. How do you stop up one flow? First of all, you're trying to stop me from talking. You're trying to stop me from testifying. You're trying to stop me from preaching. You're trying to stop me from evangelizing. You're trying to stop my building from progressing. You're trying to close down my shop. You're trying to close down my radio podcast. But I got news for you today. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm going to tell you something. You try stop me, you're going to stop your own flow. Because, amen, he said, he that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. He said, you shall mount up wings as an eagle. You shall run and not be weary. I'm talking about flowing now. And you shall walk in. I'm telling somebody, Lord, teach me how to wait. I want to wait on him. I heard him said, wait on the Lord or trust in him and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen my heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But let me tell you, while you're waiting, are you stopped up? But I want to let you know, the Bible don't say now, he trust in the Lord and be of good courage, and he'll give you a blessing. No, the blessing will come in the flow. But what God is trying to tell you to do, he's saying, wait on me. Wait on the source of your life. Wait on the source of your strength. And if you be of good courage, I will strengthen your mindset. I'll strengthen your attitude. I'll strengthen your outlook. And if I can think of the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me, I'll flow so that my blessings will be on the way. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Some of us are still existing because the flow of our prayers. How many is praying in the flow? I didn't say, see, some of you are praying in the flow. That's why you're not knowing what you need to know. But I need for someone to pray in the flow. Look what he said. He said for us to build up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray, you're praying unto God. Now look what Jesus said concerning the flow of prayer. He said, now when you pray, don't be as the hypocrites pray. He said, because they love going into the corners, into the synagogues and praying. He said, they have their reward. He said, but now if you're free-flowing praying in the Spirit, he said, now when you pray, he said, now I want you to go into your closet. I want you to go into your solitary place. I want to go to your place of tranquility and solidarity. And I want you to pray. And when you go to the place, whether it's in your mind or whether it's in your little closet, I want you to shut the door and keep out the devil. I want you to shut the because I don't need my neighbor to hear my prayer. I don't need my pastor to hear my prayer. I don't need my enemy to hear my prayer. I need to pray to God in secret. And that God that hears me the secret, know what I have need of, and he'll hear me from the secret portion of the portal of the glory of my life, and he'll reward me openly. But I've got to flow in the prayer. I have to flow in the sanctity of my mind. I have to flow in the spirit. I have to flow in my intimacy into him. I have to flow into God because he's the source of my life. He's the strength of my will. And if I can flow into God, out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. Okay, let me go back to Galatians, the flow, the flow, the flow. I hope somebody get. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to me, but I don't know who other than myself who I'm talking to. But to your hearing. Look what he said in Galatians chapter number 5. He said now, verse number 16, he said, then I say then, he said, walk in the Spirit, flow in the Spirit, move in the Spirit. He said, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Look what he said in verse number 17. He said, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye should or would do. But look what he said in verse number 19. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest. This is how you flow when you're in your flesh. This is how you flow. I ask the question, how are you flowing right now? This is how you flow when you're in your flesh. He says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. The first one is adultery. Mm-hmm. Fornication. Mm-hmm. Uncleanness. Uh-huh. lasciviousness, yes, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. Look at that flow. I asked you how you're flowing. You're telling me that you're in the spirit, but you're fornicating. You're
wow.
telling me that you're in the spirit, but you're killing. You're telling me in the spirit that you're moving in God, but you're reveling, you're partying, you're doing what the world is doing. Now, I'm telling you, if you're doing that, you're not flowing in the anointing. You're
hey.
Flowing in your flesh. But look what happens when you're flowing in the spirit. That's verse number 22. He said, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. What am I saying? It's time to flow right. Let me say that again. It's time to flow right. How are you flowing? And while you're waiting, keep on moving. Don't stand still in complacency. Don't stand still in uncertainty. Don't flow in low self-esteem. The Bible said, this is what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 5. He said, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Oh, Lord. Add to virtue knowledge. Add to knowledge temperance. Add to temperance, patience, patience, godliness, godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. Look what he said in verse number 7 of chapter number 1 of 2 Peter. He said, now if you have these things and they abound, they be so that you would not be bearing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But look what he said in verse number 8. He said, he that lack these things are blind and cannot see afar off. And he and she have forgotten that you were purged from your old sins. But look what he said in the latter part of verse number 10 of 2 Peter chapter number 1. He said, now if you do these things, if you walk in these things, if you're moving in these things, if you're flowing in these things, he said, you and I will never fall. I'm asking a question today. While you're waiting, keep on moving. How are you flowing? We have to... In the scriptures, Jesus said, as the scriptures have said, believe on me, and out of your belly will flow. But what causes your belly to flow? The Spirit of God. Because why? The Holy Ghost, which you have received, is the anointing in 1 John chapter number 2, verse 27. And it is the agent that's in you in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, between verse 10 and 14. I'm letting you to know today that there is a particular flow attitude, a flow conduct, and a flow way of life. You got to flow what you know. I say you have to flow what you know. You say, what do you mean by knowing? Thank you for telling me. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter number 1, verse 2. He said, brethren, count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or many different types of trials. Watch what he said here. Knowing this, when I'm going through, I'm supposed to know my outcome. If I go through this, God's going to take me through that. If I go through that situation, there's a blessing coming out the other end. I'm going through this for a purpose. I got to go through the flow. See, some of you right now are going into a flow in your life. Flow is just how you're moving. But there is a prophetic flow. I didn't say a pathetic flow. That's the response of uncertainty when you're walking in the pathetic. I'm saying some of us are in the prophetic. Why? Let me just dive this for a moment. The Bible said, for we know. I said you have to know how you flow. He said, for we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them the called according to his purpose. Honey, I got to know that God has a purpose in my life in order for me to know what I'm flowing. I might not can understand what I'm going through because the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. I said we walk by faith and not by sight. You got to know how you're flowing. And if you don't know, this is what the Bible says. Let me go back to James. He says, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work in patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be complete and entire, wanting nothing. But look what he said. If any of you lack wisdom, if you don't know how to flow, now it's time for you to ask of God. Oh, Lord. So you need to ask God, Lord, how can I flow, or how do I flow? Because God has the course for you to follow. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Bible went on to say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. Only God knows how to show you how to flow. You don't know. That's why you're in trouble. You're not walking in the course you're walking in because you're cursed. You're not walking in the course because God rejected you. You're walking in the rough course because you didn't ask God to help you to flow in the right course. But God is telling me to tell you today to ask him how to flow while you're waiting. Keep on moving. How are you flowing? Are you flowing in the will of God, or are you flowing in your own understanding? There's nothing wrong thinking about how you should flow, but make sure that your ideology and your philosophy, and that it goes along with the word of God, that it may become theology. I flow the way I know. And the Bible said, as a man thinketh, so is he. I already told you one aspect of my teaching one time on this broadcast. I said, walking in your season has nothing to do with where you live.
That's
walking in your season has nothing to do with where you stay. Mm-hmm. Walking in your season has nothing dealing with the classification of who you belong to and who you're associated with. Your flow in your season has a lot to do with your mindset. The Bible said that God works in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. The Bible said there's a spirited man, and the inspiration comes from God. Honey, when you flow in the spirit, God already knows what's going on. That's why he called you for such a time as this. That's why he's dealing with you at such a time as this. Well, I stopped smoking last week. Why? No, it's not a hormonal thing. It's not a chemical imbalance thing. God is causing you to flow in his anointing, and God is trying to clean you up, turn you around, trying to place your foot on higher ground. Why? Because he's trying to get you to flow in his program. I'm telling you, why you're working, keep on moving. How are you?
You
said, you flowing nicely because I'm flowing in the anointing. I don't need to have my Bible open to flow to you right now. When the Spirit is speaking, when the Spirit is speaking, it's telling me what to say right now.
Come on now.
Said it's telling me what to say right now. You said, where are you reading from? I'm reading from the intents of my mind through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is giving me a God's word. The Holy Ghost is giving me the words. It's giving me the expression. It's giving me the idea. It's giving me the concept. But sometimes I got to go to the rhema word. I got to go to the rhema anointing. I got to go to the spoken and the written word. Either it's written in the word or it's encapsulated in my mind. And I'm bringing forth what thus said the Lord. The Bible says, be ye holy. I'm giving a rhema word now. Be ye holy as I'm also, as I am holy. When you flow, everything works out right. When you flow, deliverance come in your life. When you flow, God takes you to another level, because a higher level, higher devil. But no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The devil can pour whatever he wants to pour, but God got a mixture for you. I said, God has a mixture for you. You can brew up some chemical things. Some of you need to put scripture together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And to put that scripture with it, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Put those two scriptures together and let the power of God work in your life. Some of you have to flow in the word of God. You can use all. The Bible said all scriptures are inspired, and it's profitable in doctrine and reproof and in all the areas of life. But we won't flow in the Spirit. The Spirit is in his word. His word is spirit, and his word is life. When I flow in the anointing, the word will come forth, because the Holy Ghost will bring scriptures to my mind. But I got to walk in the Spirit. How do I walk in the Spirit? Read his word. Pray. Practice the words that you speak. Practice the words that you study. Pray without ceasing. The Bible went on to say, any of you that is afflicted in your mind, don't call on me. Let him pray. He that is married, let him sing songs. But then he said, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And they will anoint your head with oil and pray the prayer of faith. And God will heal you. And then he said, if there's any sin that you have committed, halama, that same prayer from the anointed man, woman of God, the elder of the church, it will be forgiven you. But look what he said here about us. When you want to flow in the anointing towards helping one another in the body. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What are you talking about? If I'm going to flow, there must be love. If I'm going to flow right, there must be harmony. When I flow right, we must have all things in common. Let me just turn right quick to let you know. Some of you wonder how you build your ministries, how you should allow your church to grow at a rapid pace. You don't have to compromise with the world for your church growth. I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts. I'm going to tell you how the flow comes into play. You can flow in your ministry.
Watch the book of Acts.
Here. The Lord dealt with me. I talked about this the other day in the broadcast. God began to deal with me concerning this. The Bible said, just for a moment, while you're turning to Acts chapter number 2, starting at maybe verse 39, let me just digress with this. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4 in particular, he says that Christ led captivity captive and gave gifts, not degrees. He gave gifts unto men. He said he gave them for what? For the perfecting of the saints,
mm-hmm.
for the work of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ, that we in the body of Christ all come into the unity of the faith and in the mm-hmm. knowledge of the Son of God. But God began to deal with my spirit, at least I feel he dealt with my spirit, concerning of the fivefold gifts of the end time. To me, it seemed as though that the fivefold gift ministry people are not equipping the body. What they're doing, they're going into the world and equipping the world. Well, that's unconstitutional. And I'm going to show you in the book of Acts what I'm talking about. The Bible says that these gifts are for the body. Once you equip me and equip you and equip us, then we that are energized from what you're giving us through the gift that God gave you, it energizes us to go into the world and cause disciples to come in and bring them into the body, that the pastors and the teachers and evangelists can further empower them. But we're leaving the confines of the church, and we're going to evangelistic fields without empowering the body. But it's time for the apostles. It's time for the evangelists. It's time for the prophets and the pastors and teachers to take your congregation and build them up in the most holy faith. Cause those backsliders to come back. Cause those weak-minded, those feeble-minded folks in your church. Find those family members that was once in the faith. Activate them, motivate them, stimulate them, cause them to become consecrated, that they can go out and touch the world, and then the world can come in by seeing our light. Because the Bible says, let your light shine among men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But let me show you in the book of Acts that, first of all, the church body itself must be energized. Then as they become excited and energized, they'll flow out into the community and cause a catastrophic effect in the kingdom of darkness. Let's go here now to the book of Acts, chapter number 2. Let's start reading around about verse number 39. We'll start with verse number 39. I hope I'm not talking too fast. I really want you to get this free-flowing word today.
Oh.
And when something's flowing, you better catch it while you can, because flowing will knock you off your socks.
All right.
Flowing water can be quite dangerous. Do you not know flowing rivers can kill you? That's why they say when there's floods in the area, stay back. If you're not careful, if you mess with too much of my anointing, it might kill you because flowing anointing can be quite lethal. I said flowing anointing can be quite lethal.
Flowing anointing.
Verse number 39, we're starting. We know Peter was talking here on the day of Pentecost. He said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you notice, he's not talking to the world. He's talking to people inside the building. And number 40, and with many other words, did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Number 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now, here, this is where the good part come in. Number 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, watch this, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. If you notice what happened, they heard the word, got happy. 3,000 souls just got saved. I'm not going to leave. I'm going to fellowship with those 3,000 souls because something got a hold. I heard a song say out there in some of the traditional churches, he said, I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right and something got a hold of me. And someone said, and where's the Holy Ghost? Okay, let me go back now. I'll be preaching a little later. He said, then they that gladly heard his word, they were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Look what else happened now. And fear, reverence, not horrific. So God did not, God has not given us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And the Bible went on to say that there is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear, for fear is torment. So this fear here is reverencing of God. He said here that fear and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Watch this now. And all that believe,
all
heard the word, were together, and had all things common. Look what he said here. Now the love started flowing now. Look what happened. The Spirit flowed, and we know that the fruit of the Spirit is love. So as the Spirit flowed, love flowed. Look what he said here now in verse number 45. He says, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. See, honey, when I'm flowing in love by the way of the flowing of the Holy Ghost, if you're eating, I'm going to start eating. If you have money, I will have some money. If you have a loaf of bread, I'm at least get half. If I'm cold, I will not be naked. If I got a fresh word, oil of word, you will be saturated by the oil that I give you. In other words, we will have all things common because we're flowing in love. Let me get back to the word. Continued. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Now look what happens here when you're flowing in the Spirit. Look what happens here when you're flowing in gladness. Look what happens here when you're flowing with solitude and the right attitude and stimulation and activation and motivation and association. You see what I'm getting? You're excited. Look what happens here. Look at this. Praising God and having favor with all people. And look what you're flowing in the Spirit. The Bible says in the latter part of this verse, verse number 40, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. And the Lord added to the church daily, such should be saved. Let me say it one more time. And the Lord, say it with me, will you? And the Lord added day to the church daily, such as to be saved. Say it one more time, readers. And the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. I rest my case. We that have five ministry is not always authorized to go out into the world. We supposed to equip the body, animate them, equip them, pour into them, infuse in them, transmit into them the power of anointing that God has given you, that when they get excited, as they begin to fellowship, as they begin to share, they'll go out into the hedges and the highways and flow in the anointing and bring souls in. Because the Bible said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When I flow right, the whole world will see me flowing, and they'll follow my flow because I'm in the will of God. It's time out for separating yourselves. Mm-hmm. It's time out for isolating yourself. Honey, when you isolate your flow, you become a stagnated, oh, Lord have mercy. You become stagnated in your ministry. You become stagnated in your appreciation, your articulation, your display. You become stagnated. You can't help nobody because you're sick. When you become stagnated, all kind of objects and all kind of bacteria start bagging up. But God said the only way I can get rid of your stagnation, you got to flow, honey. The only way I can from downing up, I got the flow. Some of you need, oh Lord God, I'm gonna get a little descriptive here in my speaking. Some of you need a spiritual laxative. Some of y'all need an anointed apostolic ex-lax. Some of you need to eat spiritual fruit to cause your plumbing work to activate that you can flow nicely. Some of you got stuff bagged up to you from last year. How can you flow when you're stopped up? He said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. But why is your stomach, your belly stopped up? God said you got to release that junk that's in you. Get rid of that junk. Get rid of that junk food you've been listening to. God said, I want you to go to a place, and I want you to go to my word. Stop reading those Playboy books. Oh, Lord have mercy. Stop reading those horoscopes. Stop reading that graffiti. Stop reading that bad stuff and start putting the word, add that word into your spirit. Some of you need to start reading Genesis. Amen. Some of you need to start reading in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. He's flowing. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Someone needs to repeat in the word, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. My rivers are flowing right now. Thy rod and thy staff, they shall cover me. Thou shalt prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou shalt anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And some of you need to add it to your arsenal. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not in distress. We were not persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. God said you need to flow in the spirit of his word.
My God, my God.
My Lord, oh my Lord, some of us got to slow down and let the flow go. But you only flow what you know. If I know God's word, I can flow. If I don't know, then ask God for the wisdom to flow, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He said, amen, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. What do you have no need of? Nothing. God is the resource. When I said when you flow, and I'm getting happy, half to the end now. He said when you flow, you're supposed to send forth or come forth abundantly. When you're flowing, you have something to do with being a source. When you're flowing, it must be you must be abundantly stocked and able to provide others with an outlet to progress and proceed smoothly and readily in your walk. You got to go uninterrupted. You got to go unrestricted. You got to go unbounded. You got to flow in the power of God. And then you sometimes you got to say, where do you come from? Who's on the Lord's side? Sometime in your flow, you got to derive from somewhere. You got to come from somewhere. Amen. Sometimes you got to move effortlessly. Sometimes you got to flow fluently. Sometimes you got to be free running. Sometimes you just got to gush out something. See, some of you have been impregnated, and some of you got to bring forth the birth of your ministry, but you got to let it gush out. You can't take your time. You got to let it flow out. Let that thing come out of your belly and let it gush out of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let it come out violently. You got to take violence by force. You got to let God lead you and guide you in all truth and righteousness. What are you saying? I'm flowing while I'm waiting, but it said, how are you flowing? As I get closer to the end. He said, where are you getting that from? I'm allowing the Spirit to flow. The word is free flowing. But look what he said. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. If I can know this word, I don't just want to quote his word. I want to know it, understand it, and try to live it. Let me say that again. I don't only want to just quote the word. I want to know the word. I want to understand the word. And then I want to flow in the word and try to live it. But a lot of us is trying to flow in something we don't know. We're trying to flow in something I don't understand. And then some of you are trying to flow in some of those things that you're misquoting. Quote what you know, but try to understand it. Try to know it, and then try to live it. Because if I do that, then I'll flow. Look what happened here. The Bible said this. He said, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. But look what he said. He went on to say this in the Bible. He said, how can you hear without a preacher? How can they preach? Except they be sent. So in other words, let me just do a reverse on that verse. Let me do a reverse on the verse. In other words, God calls the preacher. The preacher hears the word. Once he hears, he believes the word. Then he calls on the name of the Lord, and the Lord will save him. You see how the flow goes? Whether it flows up or it flows down. Flow is flowing. But are you moving while you're waiting? How are you flowing? Because Jesus said, believing on me. You got to have faith in me, as the scripture says. If you believe in me, as the scripture said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. We already found out the context of the text. He was prophesying regarding of the Spirit that they will eventually receive. The reason why it didn't come to pass at that moment, because Jesus was not yet glorified. He did not go to the cross. But look what the Bible said, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God poured into this earth, hallelujah, the blessed hope through Jesus Christ. Now the Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we both, the Jew and the Gentile, we both have access to the Father by the Spirit through Jesus Christ. My faith must flow. Look what the Bible said concerning faith. The Bible said in Hebrews, for without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes. But you're not flowing in faith. Because look what the Bible said, just to digress for a moment, in the book of Romans chapter number 1, verse 17. He said, therein that the righteousness of God is manifest therein from faith to faith. For it is written that the just shall live by faith. If I'm going to flow from faith to faith, I must know faith to faith. And some of us are stagnated because we're just dealing with Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 6 and 7. But I got news for you, honey. If you're going to flow, you better know more than that. Look what James says in chapter number 2 of the book of James. James said, yes, you need faith. He said, well, what profit is a man, or what benefit a man, to say he has faith and not works? Do faith save him? So the Bible, so he went on to say in chapter number 2, to sum it up, he said, faith without works is dead. But then the Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. We're talking about flowing in faith now. I'm almost finished now. Peter said this. He said, given all diligence in 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 5. He said, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Add to virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance patience, patience godliness, godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity. He said, if you have these things in their bounds, he said, you'll be so that you will not be bearing or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but he that lack these things are blind. Oh, Lord, and cannot see afar off, and you have forgotten that you were purged from your old sins. But he went on to say in the latter clause of verse number 10 of chapter number 1 of 2 Peter, he said, he that do these things, he that flow in these things, he that move in these things will never fall. So let me just recap right quick before I get finished here. He said in Hebrews, it takes faith to please God. But then he said, faith without works is dead. But then Paul picks it up in chapter number 13 of the book of 1 Corinthians. He said, you can have the tongue of the men of angels and have the gift of faith. But he said, without love, you're like a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. He said, you can give your body to be burned, and you can give to well-known charities. Yes, 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 you can give to Jerry's Kids. Yes, 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 you can give to the Cancer Society. But if I don't have the right attitude while I'm giving, it means nothing. So therefore, to recap in my closing, and while you're waiting, keep on moving, and how are you flowing? You need faith to please God in Hebrews. But you need faith with works or adding to your faith in James and Peter. And 1 Corinthians said, Paul said, you must have faith with works in love. What am I saying in my closing? Jesus said something early on. He said, believe in me as the scriptures have said. If you believe in me, if there's a choice in your flow. You got to choose the flow. He said, while you're waiting, keep on moving. How are you flowing? Jesus said, if you believe on me as the scriptures have said, out of your belly will flow rivers, not just Colorado, honey. I got Mississippi. I got the Nile. I got many rivers flowing up in me. So you try to stop my one river, I got rivers flowing in me. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But then he said what he was talking about was the spirit that they will receive, that them that believe on him. But it was not yet given because Christ was not yet glorified. Was Christ eventually glorified? Yes. He died. He was buried. And he rose again. And he sits on the right hand of the Father. Therefore, he was glorified. And then they went down to Jerusalem and received the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the promise of the Father, the Comforter. You know what I'm saying. They received a spiritual flow within them, and they begin to flow like they know. I heard Peter say, he said to the men, the Sanhedrin said, didn't he command you not to preach nor teach in that way? He said, sir, I'd rather obey God than man. What are you saying? I'm flowing. But then the part I want to get to is this. They got so much into their mind, they didn't receive the spiritual side of it. They said, oh, yeah, he's a prophet. Oh, yes, he's the Christ. But then you got skeptics in your midst who don't flow at all. I call them spiritual beavers. They always want to dam up your rivers. They always want to dam up your flow with their big old tails. They want to dam you up with bricks and mortar. They want to dam you up with wood and stubble. Those are the haters of your life. One day, if you ever get around people, say some of you out there, some of you, my haters are spiritual beavers. They trying to dam up my rivers. But I got news. I got what you call a spiritual beaver exterminator. Ooh, and his name is Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. Where was I? You have to flow. You have to flow which you know. If you don't know, ask God for the wisdom to know how to flow. And the Spirit will show you how to flow. You said, what should I do? The first thing, you know, first of all, you must know that God has a flow in you. Hala. I said, first of all, you must know that God has a flow through you. How can I flow? You move about in what he wants you to do. Don't lean on your own understanding. He said, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. He'll call you to flow in the direction he wants, the steps of a good man. But first of all, what are your desires in him? What do you see yourself doing in 2014 unto the Lord? Do you want to preach? Start studying. You want to start prophesying? Then he said, follow after charity and then start desiring spiritual gifts. God has a flow for you. God has a mixture for you. God has a recipe for you. God has a mandate for you. But you can't flow unless God gives you the authority to do so. How are you flowing? And while you're waiting, keep on moving. Seek him while he may be found. Holla. Call upon him while he's near.
Yeah.
Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. If any man knocks, the door will be opened. If any man asks, and some of you, this is what James said. He said here, he said, some of you you receive not because you ask not. But when you ask in a mist. You ask selfishly. You ask in self-centeredness. God said, think more highly of others than yourself. Think more of other people than yourself. Don't think of the things of self. Think of the things of others. Pray without ceasing. Pray for the government. Pray for societies. Pray that God turn the homosexual around. Don't batter them with your words. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. And holiness without no man shall see the Lord. How are you flowing? Stop replacing. Stop discriminating. Stop contemplating. Stop. And start flowing in the Holy Ghost. Start moving in the will of God. Start motivating yourself in prayer. Building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Start asking God to change your attitude. Stop flowing. Regarding the spirit of age, let us turn to the book of 2 Timothy. I'm going to turn with you there. 2 Timothy, and God, I'm going to tell you something. God gave me this. I had no script written. Only thing I've written down was my title, which is While You're Waiting, Keep Moving, How Are You Flowing? And then I wrote down the definitions of what I thought flow may mean to us. Everything else, like you know where it came from. Anyway, so let's
out of your belly. You preached out of your belly today.
Hallelujah. If someone got something from the Lord, I want you to shout hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? Oh, want somebody to hear today. Can you understand that God wants to speak to you today? He wants to move through you today. He wants to deliver you today. He wants to put you in another high plane today. But you got to say, Lord, Lord. All right. Okay, let me go right here to 2 Timothy.
Trying to stop y'all, but he could do this all day. It's
yes. Okay, all right. Okay, great. All right. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. I'm going to start reading at verse number 1. We're talking about the flow of the age. The flow of the end times are messing with us. Now, this is what I want you to look at. He says here, starting at verse 1 of chapter number 3 of 2 Timothy, in my clothing. He said here, this know also that in the last days, perilous times. Unemployment, uncertainty, insurance issues, mental illness. Some of you got people in your family with dementia and Alzheimer's. It doesn't come the devil's voice. It's the spirit of the age. Some of your children is the spirit of the age. Earthquakes in diverse places. It's the spirit of the age. Parents against children and children against parents. It's the spirit of the age. Wars and rumors of wars. It's the spirit of the age.
But look what he said here.
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
But look what he said here.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covered, boasters, wow, look how they're flowing. Blasphemers, look how they're flowing. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Somebody better repent today. Look how you're flowing. Traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. You better know how you're flowing today, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. But look what he said in verse number 7. Ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth.
My God.
Thank God for closing. There's a flow in the anointing that God wants us to roll in 2014. You prayed about it in 2013. God has answered some of your prayers, but you're damming up your flow with hesitation. Look at the Bible says in the book of James. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And when
unstable
a person is double-minded,
they
take due to doubt. Doubt comes from fear. But the Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has to flow in the spirit of power, of might, and of power, and of love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
It's time to flow. But you've got to know it. Don't just quote it. Know it. Understand it, and then flow in it. Let me say that again. Don't just quote it, but know it, understand, and then strive to live it or flow in it. Thanks to God and friends that we can do that through prayer, fasting and praying, studying God's word, staying around good company, staying around good people, because what? Evil communication corrupts good manners, and there's two forms of communication, verbal and nonverbal, and most times we're affected by the nonverbal side of it. So thanks to God and friends that we can stay in an environment of progression, procession, and a flow of free-flowing love and loving environment, we can be able to flow that when we believe in the Lord, we can come forth, like he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You can then say, while I'm waiting, I'm going to keep on moving, and then I'll know how I am flowing. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I tell you, if you're not getting it in your home church, if you're not getting it where you fellowship with, I tell you, if you come on this line, you will be then.
Oh, God. Thank you.
You will begin to flow. It's not the time, but continue to walk. Continue to wait. And as you're waiting, keep on moving. How are you flowing? That was beautiful, Dr. Singleton. For those of you that may not know him, he has some more in him. He can do this 24/7, nonstop. Never get tired, never get weary, never get lost for scripture or word. I call him a walking Bible. Lord have mercy. This was a great word. This was this is what you call preaching. He preached and he taught. Amen. So I thank God that we can go back into these archives. Those of you that may have signed on a little bit late and you did not hear the entirety of this message, go on our website at New Destiny Ministries, and you can hear this message in its entirety. Get it while it's free, because we're about to go on iTunes. You're going to have to pay a little small fee to hear these messages. Amen. If you're not on here live every day, you're going to have to pay a little small cent to hear these messages in their entirety. So we just thank Dr. Singleton for this word. This was a heavy word today. I'm sure we have many callers on the line. We may not can get to everybody, but those of you that may have a question about the word that was ministered today, hit the number one key on your phone, and Sister Ruby will come immediately to you if you have a question. For those of you that may not have a question and just want to give a brief comment, not a sermonette, a brief comment, we certainly welcome you to do so. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Singleton. That was a word. It's nothing I can say. But, hey, I receive everything you said. And guess what? I'm a flow. As I'm waiting on God, I'm going to keep on moving. And I'm going to flow in my anointing. Hallelujah. What a word. What a word. Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. This man have preached today.
Praise the Lord. He'll preach. Ain't nothing for me to say but open the line. 335
Ain't nobody to say nothing today.
335-5054. Your line is open.
Hey, how you guys are doing? I love you guys so much. How you guys been doing?
We're blessed.
This is Muhammad calling from Carolina.
Okay.
Bless you.
Oh.
Hey.
Amen.
Yes,
we haven't heard from you in a while.
That's a long time, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I do apologize for that. It's just my been. I apologize for that. It's just that I have had some things going on in my life that prevented me from being online as I ought to have been. But I just wanted to call in to you guys today. I had the availability to be available, and I wanted to call and tell you guys that I love you, and I was listening in, and I just wanted you to know that I was listening in, and everything that the brother said is absolutely correct, and I love you, my brother, for speaking as God has you to speak.
Thank you.
I have a question, though. I don't want to speak long, but...
Okay, give us your question.
How would they know? You see, how would they know? This is one of the questions that the Holy Spirit has been dealing with me and asking me a lot. How would they know if they don't come to the Word? How would they know? The Word is God. How would they know if they don't come to God? How would they know if they don't come to the Word? And as the Holy Spirit shared with me, he said, you can teach them about me. You can teach them all about me from a child to a man, and they will know about me. But if you teach them where I'm at, they will dwell with me. It's a thing in the church that we have to teach our people. It's time to turn within. Everything in our life that we ever wanted to be corrected and be correct, it takes place within. And it's in that place that your correction will come. And it's in that place that we will love each other as we ought to love one another. It's in that place when we return back within where God is at. You know, we forget that we are the temple of the living God. We forget that God dwells within us. And yet at the same time, we live our life on the outside of us and not even getting a chance to experience that life that is within us. There's something great waiting on all of us if we turn within.
Okay, now, Brother Muhammad, did you want Dr. Singleton to answer that, or you already have the answers for it?
He's answering pretty good.
No. How would they know, though, if they don't come to the Word? How would they know?
If you have the answers, he don't need to respond.
I would like to add, with your statement, I would like to say the Bible said this just offhand, off the top of my head. The Bible said when you find the truth, walk therein. We know the truth is the word of God. So if you go to a place where the truth is being told, then you will flow in that ministry to learn more about that word and the teaching from that particular pastor or mentor who's helping you. So he said, when you find the truth, walk therein. But then the Bible says, to know the truth, God's word, and the truth will make you free.
Yes.
And then we understand that God's word, God's word is true. So those components, like you said, was right. So, but if to know him, the only way I can flow into knowing his word, I have to be taught with from someone who knows the word. The Bible said it. The Bible said, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. But I say the person who's teaching the word needs to know that word, that he'll be able to instruct him or her who's listening, that they'll be able to receive the faith from hearing that word of God. He said, because he said, how can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? So God got to send me. I have to know the word for him to send me, that the hearer can hear me, that they can believe on the Lord and call on the Lord, and then they can be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Understanding. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for you calling in today.
Amen. We're going to 661-0241.
Yes, yes. First of all, I'd like to say praise God for the word Singleton gave us. I just like to say, you know, I was fed, I was spoon-fed by the word. I mean, I just got my water, I got my bread, I got everything out of this. And, you know, it was a very, very decent flow. I will say that it was on point. And I just wanted to, you know, encourage everybody that's listening to this show, you know, you've got to have that knowledge and have that God knowledge first before we do anything. And so I just want to say thank you for this word. It was on point.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
And who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name is Jermaine, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Oh, Brother Jermaine, God bless you. Are you a man?
Yes, God. Yes, yes. Now, do you all do prophetic words?
What you mean, prophetic words?
Well, I mean, like a word from God. Is that on another show, or that's as far as from the Holy Spirit, what you hear?
Okay, if the Lord put it on the speaker's heart to give a prophetic word, we certainly let him go forth with that.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
I don't know if Dr. Singleton have a prophetic word for you. I think he's preached the prophetic word to all of us on today. But Dr. Singleton, I'll let you answer that.
No, you said it right, and I like the fact that he hears. A lot of times, is this your first time being on the broadcast?
Yes, this is my first time.
See, this is wonderful because what he's trying to understand how it's flowing, so he'll be able to at least understand how to flow in it. Or you know, are you a minister?
No, I'm not. I'm not a minister. I'm a budding prophet, and I'm just trying to learn the word and understand how to bless others.
Well, all you got to do is just keep flowing in how God, getting the understanding on how God is dealing with you, and then you just flow how he deals with you.
Amen. Amen.
Your gift will make room for you, but a lot of times we flow in our own mindset, so the gift can't make room. We make room for our gift, but the gift is the element that makes the room for us, that people will know that God is speaking and not just us.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Keep speaking where to go.
Amen.
All
okay.
Right. Thank you, Minister.
Thank you.
I mean, Brother Jeremiah, God bless you.
Jermaine, God bless you all. Love you all.
God bless you. Okay, we're going to 313-5735.
God bless you, caller. If you don't want to say anything, we can move on. But you're welcome to say something if you like. If you have a question, you're welcome to go forward. Okay, let's move, Sister Ruby.
Okay, if nobody else could put the one up there, so I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. I have truly, truly, truly want to say that I have really, truly been blessed by this broadcast. I thank God for the overseer. I just thank God for her support, her love. I thank God for how this broadcast is run. I just thank God for what he's doing. And I'm telling you, the word was so effective on today. And I tell you, you have helped me flow even more in the spirit. Thank God for you, Dr. Singleton. I just want you to know that keep on flowing in the spirit. Keep on letting God use you the way he's using you. Keep on moving to the will of God. God bless you. Stay encouraged. I tell you, when you hear the Singleton, Dr. Singleton, Bishop Singleton, whatever Singleton, you're blessed. The Singletons do bless you. And every time they come on, they bless and encourage you. So y'all have done the work of the Lord, and y'all doing the work of the Lord. Continue to do the will of the Lord. God
thank
bless
you very
much.
Thank you.
Amen. We're going. Minister Williams.
Somebody line has got a lot of noise on it.
That's Minister Williams. We'll come. That's Minister Williams. We'll come back to him. When Dr. Singleton's uncle. Okay, then. So we're going to Prophet Dee Dee. And then we're getting to you, Minister Aaron. Prophet Dee Dee.
Praise the Lord. I thank God, man of God, for the word of the Lord that came forth. The Bible says, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I thank God again, man of God, for coming forth with the word. Just one something real small. When the man of God said something about how can they hear, well, real quick, I was drinking and the word was coming to me. I was drinking and the word was coming to me. Can't no man come unto the Father except the Spirit draws him.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We appreciate that word, because you was drinking and the word came to you. So God bless you, Prophet Dee Dee. We thank you so very much. We're going, and thanks for tuning in. We're going to Minister Aaron.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That was powerful, cousin, what you did. That was anointed. I needed to hear that. And I was going to get, when I called you earlier today. But God moves in strange ways, you know what I'm saying? But that was a powerful message, because you can't be, you can have gifts, but if it's not anointed by God, it don't mean nothing if you're not living right what God wants you to do and all that. And then, like you was talking about, you were dealing with the scriptures when you're dealing with dealing with the love, and you got to have love for one another and all that, you know, when you're trying to make it and all that. But, you know, what you're saying was so powerful and true, because we don't have that sometimes. And then we wonder why God is not opening doors for us, because we are not doing what God wants us to do in these last and evil days. That's all. And I got the message. That's just powerful. All this week has been powerful and anointed. God is just moving. And we just got to get on the right pathway with God want us to do in this year 2014. It's a lot of doors going to be opening, and some doors going to be closed, but you got to know when it's your call and when it's your season. And I believe this is my season of the year 2014. So I'm just saying to y'all, get ready, because God is about to move. I love
you. Amen.
Thank you. All
we
right.
Thank you so much, Minister Aaron. Lady Mars.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Truly, my soul has been set on fire. I thank God for the anointing that has been flowing on this line. God bless you, Sister Ruby and Evangelist Bernard and Dr. Singleton. We bless God for your ministry, because I'm going to make it real short. I really like how you dwelled upon building yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the spirit.
Yes.
To stay in the flow, you got to speak in tongues on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just bless God for the teaching. I was so blessed, and that is something that so many of the people of God are lacking. that in their prayer time, they never touch the throne in that aspect. So we got to flow. We got to flow. We got to go back and get what we need to be doing. God bless you all. Love you all so much. I thank God for this line.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Lady Mars, holding on and coming on to the broadcast. Minister Donnie. Minister Donnie. Okay, then. We're going. Mother Cannon is on. We recognize her. We're going to Mother Charity now. Mother Charity.
Yes, praise the Lord. God bless you.
Bless
I can
you.
Certainly say, oh, didn't my heart burn. Amen, as he spoke to us, by the way. Glory to God, and I enjoyed that topic that he had as well. Amen, and flowing in the spirit. Praise the Lord, because I was thinking about you take a river. If it stands still, all kinds of stuff will develop in that river. It'll become stagnant if you don't keep moving. So I just praise the Lord, hallelujah, for Dr. Singleton. At first when you said he was coming on yesterday, I didn't hear the junior, and I thought it was his father, you know, because I know his father. Amen. He used to come down here to Bethlehem Temple when they'd have their convention each year, and he would be their speaker for the Bible class and also for the prayer. So I just thank God, amen, for his son. He sounds just like his father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so you all pray much for us, amen, because we're certainly enjoying this word in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's Mother Charity, Dr. Singleton, out of Detroit, Michigan. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, Sister Ruby. Anybody else? Hello?
Look like get through or something. Yeah, she done cut everything off, look like. Oh, my goodness. She probably got to try to dial.
She always got a lot of interference or doing stuff.
Yeah, they done cut the thing off.
Train her how to work it.
No, I think folks was coming in and did something. Well, they done cut the broadcast off. That is. Trying to get back.
To the new prompts before making your selection. To start your show now, press 1. To hear...
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh, they done did something and cut the thing off.
Well, they was ending anyway.
I know, but leave it on there.
I'm just trying to see.
No, because they'll come back sometimes when it's like that. I leave it on there.
Over it, but they're not coming back.
Yeah, sometime they do.
Well, today it won't be.
Well, we'll see.
Can you hear me?
See.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it shut off for a minute. And I had to call back in. I couldn't come up on the host line, so I'm on the regular line. So who's ever on, go ahead. The line is back open.
Okay, Sister Ruby?
Yeah.
Oh, they said
Did you get cut off?
Yeah, I got cut off. I just explained. I got cut off. I tried to go back to the I dialed the number back into the regular host line, but they wouldn't let me come on because, as they said, I was still a host, so I had to come on the regular switchboard like everybody else. So I'm opening up my line now. So y'all can continue on. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Anybody else?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was last? You were talking. I'm sorry.
Mother Charity was last.
Okay, sorry about that. Minister, Liberal Democrats, quite a few on.
All right. Hallelujah, anyhow. Amen, amen. Thank you. Amen, amen. Talk about flowing in the spirit. When you flow in the spirit, the devil get mad. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So I thank God, amen to God, amen. That the devil's mad, that means we did something right today. Amen, amen. So I thank God, amen, for the word of God about flowing in the spirit. Amen, amen. Just like fish, when fish swim, amen, it has to be a certain environment for them to swim in and move around correctly. Amen, a guy. And we notice, like, when you go on in the spirit, everything begins to move right. But when you move out of the spirit, amen, we get in trouble. So, amen, the safest place, even in 2014, is still in the will of God. So, amen, I thank God for that word today. Amen, amen, a God, that it will fall on good ground. Amen, a God, because this was some food today. So, God bless you, my preacher. God bless you. That was food for my soul. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you, Minister. Ooh, it's been, when you shut off, you go back to, I had a good instructor, so I thank the Lord for that. We're going to Sister T. God bless you.
God bless you. I truly enjoyed today. That was just so amazing. And he just kept talking about letting your river flow, your spiritual river flow. And all I could think about was, all I need to get the plunger out and clean out my spiritual river. I really appreciate this today. As me and my sister are once again listening, and we're just in amazing what God is doing on this line. Continue to pray our strength in the Lord, because you are encouraging us daily. We thank you, Pastor Singleton. We love you, Mother Ruby, and we definitely love Evangelist Delard and all the people on the line. God bless you. Getting the plunger out, though. Seriously.
Thank God for your sister to tell her praise the Lord. We thank her for listening in with you.
Amen. Amen. I enjoy it.
Amen. We're going to Sister Dawn a minute. Sister Dawn? Okay. We're going to go on. Do we got? Oh, let me try Minister Donnie again. Minister Donnie?
Bless you, mighty woman of God.
Oh, God bless.
Bless you, Pastor Bernard and Dr. Singleton. It was an awesome word, man of God. Praise God.
All right. Is that everybody? We got to go back to Dr. Singleton. It's Ruby has gotten everybody.
Well, you know, I had a instructor, but I have to keep looking a minute because it got shut off. So I think we got everybody that's on.
Amen, amen. Your Uncle William was on the line. I heard Sister Ruby singing, but there was a lot of noise, I guess, with his children in the back row. So we're going to go back to Dr. Singleton. Amen. Tomorrow, tune in. Prophetess Darlene Davis will be speaking for us tomorrow and again on Friday, Provoke Friday with Pastor Hamilton. We'll be on. We want those of you that live in Northern and Southern California to come with us to Oakland, California for Girls Night in the Word. We have Pastor R.C. Blake that's going to be ministering. There is for the females and for the sisters. So if you're in the northern or southern areas of California, we certainly invite you to come out. And we're also doing a departure dinner on March 1st. So I want you all to stay tuned. If you love me, if we impacted your life.
Oh, yeah, these Inflammas peanuts. I was wondering what it was at.
To cut Mother Charity line off. Amen. So we want you all to come out and so, just say your accolades or your final goodbyes on March the 1st, 2014. So I want you all to continue to pray for us that God will continue to bless us and lead and guide us into what he would have us to do. Amen. We're not going down here to play. We're going down here to do God's work. Amen. So we solicit your prayers each and every day. Amen. So Dr. Singleton, while you're waiting, we want to encourage you also to keep on moving, because we want you to continue to flow in the Spirit of God. So we're going back to him with final remarks, and he can close us out with prayer. God bless you. Yes. Mr. Ruby, did you have anything you want to say before we bring him on for the final remark?
Oh, it was just a blessing. I just love Dr. Singleton's spirit that the Lord has put in him, the love and the word, and just being so obedient to God's people and blessing us. God bless you, Dr. Singleton.
Thank you very much. I feel so much love on this broadcast, and also the anointing of the Spirit. You know, the Spirit of God, when we talk about the Spirit of God, it's actually the institution that we have to abide by in the kingdom of God. It's not so much the mandate of the physical building. And I'm finding out today that a lot of people are maintaining very well the physical edifice, but they're not maintaining the spiritual edifice that's inside the physical institution. And so that causes now a stagnation in the flow of the Spirit, because the fivefold gifts, along with the other gifts that are said in the church, by the way, of 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 28, this gift of helps and the gift of administration, government, and the other gifts that help the body in the spiritual sense of the flow of what God wants. So we're just praying that God will continue to bring people like you all that are listening on the line, you that are speakers. We want to just continue to just pray that the Lord will continue to bring forth a wonderful array of various people in the body of Christ to come on this broadcast and to empower us and stimulate us and activate us and motivate us, that we can be able to be equipped for the body of Christ, that we can go out and bring souls from the world in, because we that are in the body equipped meet the needs of the people out in the outside world. So thank you very much for your love and your prayers, and continue to please pray for me, because even though sometimes when I flow out the Spirit, there's other flows in my life, that being a human being, that I have to deal with. So just keep praying for us, and we'll pray for you, that we all can flow consistently and effectively in the will of God. And I'm just going to say a prayer before we end. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Thank
wonderful
you.
Family of believers and those that have in your word. Father, you said, Lord God, you did not hear a sinner's prayer, but if that sinner is a worshiper of God and do your will, you hear it then. Lord, you told us, Lord God, if we continue to seek you, we will find. If we knock, the doors will be open. Ask and it shall be given. He said, if any man do these things, will be done. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the hearers and those that are a part of this broadcast, the ones that have given their life to ministry to effectively bless the children and people of God. Father, we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless them in their various needs. A lot of them are family people. A lot of them, Lord God, are people of business, and they're doing other things. Lord, give them, Lord God, sustain them in what they're going through. Lord, bless their mental, their psychological, their social skills. Bless their economical situation. Bless their physical aptitude. Father, we ask you to empower their total man in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. And Lord, take us on this journey in 2014. There's a lot of uncertainties in our life. But Father, you told us that we'll walk by faith and not by sight, and that you will be with us. You said, Lord, if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against you. And you said, Lord, if you be with us, who can be against us? Father, we thank you for being good to all of us. And Lord, bless, Lord God, this host and the assistant. Bless them, Lord God. Continue to give them the stamina and the spiritual stick-to-itiveness, Lord, to be able to continue. Bless, Lord God, Minister Liberal Democrat, Lord, and all those others that are working along with this ministry to keep it going and flowing. Father, we ask you, Lord, to bless those that are far and near, those that, Lord, are hearing in the atmosphere. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, in the airways, Lord, where the enemy is trying to cut back. Lord, that the transmitting the word of God. Lord, you said that your word will not go out and return to the void, but it would accomplish wheresoever you send it. And Father, give us an anointing. All of us that's listening today, give us a special anointing that we'll be able to, Lord God, overrun the things that's trying to overrun our lives.
Wow.
All the curses. We'll reverse the curses that have been put up, that we'll destroy the spells that have been covered against us. Lord, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to give us the fortitude and give us the boldness
and give us the perseverance and give us the mindset to love that we can be able to affect this nation and the world. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you with the love of God. We'll see you on tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hey, you know both.
Amen. We're going to close out with I Don't Lie.
Can we say it again?
Don't Mind Waiting by Juanita Bynum. Praise the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. We're closing out.